Well, I can only have one for eternity. For God made one woman for one man. But I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. One will bloom and blossom, the other fade away. My poor heart will both live and die today. As I'm standing on the mountain, staring at heaven above, Lord, please forgive me, it's both of them I love. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. Send me a signal, please give me a sign. The orchid or the rose, which one do I make mine? For God made one woman for one man. But I've already went against God's holy plan. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose. Which one do I pick? God only knows. One is like an orchid, the other like a rose.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Okay, do we have Deborah on there? Deborah, are you there? Is Deborah on?
Yes.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Deborah. So we're all on. Okay. This is Teresa, your host, with Pageant Reporter Hollywood Connections, Dr. Teresa Velasquez, former pageant queen. Tonight, we have our VIPs, Deborah Hemmer. We have Dr. Leslie Duffy. We have James Bell. And I wanted to congratulate Dr. Kella Price. She's been on our show before. She was awarded the Dr. Universe Lifetime Achievement Award. She is an amazing person, and I just wanted to congratulate her. Yay! She's doing great things for the community, for all kinds of organizations, nonprofits. She's a wonderful person. So tonight, our topic is about safety during this time of the year. We have mental health topic during this time of the year, and your physical health as well. COVID, you know, the vaccinations that you can get for your flu, colds, whatever, for the flu. And we are going to have, first, let's start with the safety during this time of the year. So we have our guests who's going to talk about safety. James, he is a military. Terry, former military. Could you tell us a little bit about you, James Bell?
Sure. Hi. I'm Marine Corps veteran. And I guess more pertinent for this, I'm an EMT. And I'm Leslie's husband, who we'll hear from in a minute. But I guess when it comes to safety, the most important thing this time of year is there's going to be a lot of people out drinking and driving, or using other substances. The most important thing is don't be one of them. If you drink, almost every community out there has some number you can call to get a ride home. Call a friend, call a cab, call somebody, don't go drive. When you're out there, pay attention around you. You can see that a lot of the problems well in advance. If you aren't talking to your friends, you aren't staring at your phone, you aren't playing with the radio, if you're actually paying attention, you'll see the people that can't keep the car between the lanes, that, you know, driving fast, slow, stay away from them. Get off the road, let them go by you, do something, just stay away from them. And if you come across an accident, call 911, report it. Unless there's a compelling reason for you to stop, don't. It's really dangerous to be on the side of a road. It's, if you watch the news, if you pay attention regularly, you'll hear about somebody being hit and killed that stopped on the side of the road. If you are going to stop, drive past the accident, put some distance between your car and the accident, and then walk back. Stay as far off the road as you can. Try to stay visible. And as soon as help arrives, leave, because there's no sense in continuing to make yourself a potential victim that will also need help.
Exactly. And then there's a lot of checkpoints this time of year, too, because of the drunk driving and all that, right?
There are many out there. I wish there were more, but they are out there. And, I mean, those also are a safety risk. Pay attention. If you're staring at your phone, you come up on that checkpoint, bad things can happen, and you won't get away with it because the police are right there watching you.
Yeah, exactly. So be safe and don't drive drunk. Get a designated driver. Get, you know, if you're going to stay at a hotel or stay at a friend's house, do not drive after you've had a few to drink for your safety.
I was going to say just one other thing to consider this time of year. A lot of people are going to make New Year's resolutions and start going and exercising. Whatever shape you're in, you didn't get that way overnight. You're not going to fix it overnight. You can injure yourself. You end up with rhabdo. You can do a lot of damage to yourself if you get too hard, too fast. So just use your head and take things slowly. You'll get there.
Absolutely. Consistency. And then we have Deborah. She wanted to talk a little bit about mental health this time of year, putting, you know, some reminders on the calendars, things of that you can put on your calendar, happy things that you can do. So, Deborah, what do you want to tell us about that, about keeping your mind healthy this time of year?
Well, one thing I want to add to what James was talking about is to not allow anxiety and stress or concerns and even fear about the new year to force you or cause you to drink to excess or overeat is another problem, you know, overindulging. I mean, as a way to compensate for the idea of having nothing to look forward to or overstressing about what may lie ahead you don't know about. So seek professional help about anything that might be leading you to what could be addiction, serious problems. And also to, yes, look forward to something in the new year. That's another way that I was reading a professional wrote this, that one way to face a new year and cope with those problems, what could be stressful or maybe not a wonderful year you're looking forward to, is to put things on your calendar in advance. Like if you have a calendar or make notes, what you had to look forward to. And it could be a concert, an event that you will look forward to that you know is going to happen or you can possibly make happen. Whether it's a concert, an outing with a friend, a walk, you know, in the park, but just something special that might make you feel happy and you can enjoy. And even something simple things, even for those months, beginning in January right through. Make notes now so you don't get depressed before the new year. That all isn't going to be bad if you have problems, and many people do, or either way, just have something to look forward to. And one person I read about, a famous person actually, wrote that the simple things in life made him happy, more or less. What would he do for a special day? He had all to himself. And he said going to a bookstore was one of them. Just to spend time browsing, that would make his day. He loved books. And he liked the idea of just spending time there. That would be a special day for him. He would write down the calendar. And time with his family, close friends, if possible. The things like that that you can do that aren't outrageous and possible. And even a church activity, a church event. And learning something new can be helpful. I heard that a while back, that if you get depressed or don't have nothing to look forward to, you think you don't, to learn different things. Learning can help, too. Education, taking a class in something, whether it's church or something else. Learning languages is really interesting, too. I've tried that. So doing those things can help you to go forward to the new year and avoid those depressing things that might lead you to out of anxiety, drink too much, eat too much, and turn to other addictions. So that's what I was talking about with all of you, and again today. And also learning ways to cope with stressful situations. That's a big deal. Because as we go in life, it can't be avoided. You know, we know that stress is out there. Situations happen we don't expect. We know this can happen. So learning to relax and develop a perspective about all of these things is important. And many psychiatrists suggest to sit down and take some deep breathing exercises. Take a little time of your day if you possibly can, or in the evening. Just sit down and rest and turn everything off for a while in your mind if you can. And forget the problems of the day and issues going on. And just take some deep breaths and meditate if that helps too. And even saying a prayer can be helpful. Get your mind off of what went on and what you're bothered about. And then also music, any kind of music. You know, they have music therapists that in our local University Pacific have taught this, that it does help people to relax. The brain reacts positively to music in any way, shape, or form. And it helps the brain to be activated, but also helps your mood. And those good chemicals that we all need can be lifted and released into your bloodstream. So learning how do you like dancing, Teresa, of course, that's good. And just listening to it, right. Creating music and being creative can be helpful. So those are things you can do in the new year to help you psychologically. Plus the idea of acceptance. If things aren't going well and you have situations in your life that are bothering you, and oh my gosh, I hate to go forward to a new year with that going on. Well, learning to adapt, as we've discussed before, is very important. And the fact that your life circumstances may have changed in ways you may not be happy about, but to go forward anyway with the idea that, this, yes, this is true, but it can change the other way too and get better. So what people have found a lot of comfort throughout the years for what's known as the Serenity Prayer. Are you familiar with that, everybody, Jim and Teresa? The Serenity Prayer. It's part of the 12-step program with Alcoholics Anonymous. And that type of thinking about accepting the things, you know, that you can't change and so forth, and just trying to do this, to recite that, is helpful to a lot of people. And they use it. They've been using it in the 1940s, early 1940s, for their 12-step programs. So that's what this is about, acceptance and adapting and changing your circumstances with what you can do and accepting what you can't. And put it in God's hands, too, because that's part of that program and also a good way. Sometimes I know it is possible when you're going through a bad time, it seems that God can be distant. If you like to pray, you do that, and you sense there's just not an answer coming, you sense he's not there. The absence of God can be a very disappointing thing. People have expressed this a lot. I just don't feel he's there, and I feel like they're praying to the wall, and nothing's changing in their lives. But I was thinking about the other day, and I thought, you know, it may seem that way, but he's sustaining us all the time. And the very fact that you're alive, and your life is an example of this, that God is sustaining you. He's there even when he doesn't seem to be there. And when you pray, he doesn't always come. You're not always going to experience thunderclouds and claps and whirlwinds and lightning flashes. He's often described as the still, small voice. And that's in the book of Job, when he was going through terrible times. You know, we know what Job went through. But even then, he could talk also about how God was sustaining life. And in the Bible, in the book of Job, you find chapter 12, verse 10, he writes, or says, that God was sustaining us, that in his hand is the, he wrote, in whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. And Job was suffering. He had nothing to look forward to, but his whole life changed the other way, and the restoration happened at the end. But that's what he said. And of course, even Elijah was depressed and wanted to die, the prophet. We read that in the Old Testament, the book of Kings, 1 Kings. Chapter 19, verse 12, he wanted to die at one point, and things were going wrong. And God conveyed to him the idea that he was definitely not going to die, and he sustained him. And that's when he came to him in that still, small voice. He didn't find him in all the, what you would expect, you know, the thunderclaps, but he came.
Yeah, we can learn a lot from the Bible for sure. There's a lot of great lessons to learn from the Bible, for sure, and that can help you if you're having some issues, you know, during this time of year. Say your prayers and do some th- things for others rather than always thinking about the bad things that are happening to you, trying to help other people, and that helps, that makes you feel better. And you never know, it comes back to you. You know, you do something for somebody, it comes back to you. Good things come back to you. So anyway, but we also wanted to talk to Dr. Leslie Duffy, and she has some advice as far as this time of year and getting your vaccines. She does work at a hospital with the elderly, and she has information to share with us.
Good afternoon.
Dr. Duffy.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Dr. Duffy. I'm a board certified family physician. I work as a hospitalist in Yukon, Oklahoma. And right now, you know, there are a lot of patients admitted to our hospital with COVID, RSV, flu. So I'm just going to talk about some of the things that you can do to prevent. Some are reminders and some are things you may not have known. So there is a new RSV vaccine for all adults over 60 years old. The CDC recommends that. Of course, annual flu shot and COVID vaccinations as well are recommended. And, you know, I recommend making an appointment with your doctor and just seeing what they recommend for you. Do they recommend a flu vaccine for you, shingles vaccine, et cetera, et cetera? It depends on, you know, your age and what's your comorbidities, meaning like what medical problems you have. So as far as preventing COVID, flu, RSV, any cold viruses this time of the year, it's really important to wash your hands, not to touch your face, your eyes, your nose. If you're sick, please stay home. Wear a mask, you know, when appropriate. Especially stay away from elderly people, because we see this all the time that, you know, what to a healthy person is just an annoyance of a cold can put them on the ventilator. It can be a life-threatening situation for them. So please stay away from elderly people or, you know, the super young, or if you are sick. So there was a study where they looked at 387 healthy adults, and they were comparing upper respiratory symptoms over 60 days. So one group gargled with water 3 times a day, and another group gargled with iodine. And the water group, the group that gargled with the water 3 times a day, had actually less cold symptoms. And this is something that I do for myself, because I work with sick people all the time. And in the few years that I've been doing this, I've been sick less. So I think it really does help. So really, for most people who eat a healthy diet, vitamins are really, and supplements aren't really a big benefit to prevent colds and the flu. But actually, zinc may decrease the severity of colds, like Zicam, like the zinc lozenges. But don't use intranasal zinc. Don't use the swabs up your nose, because they've been known to cause anosmia, which is the loss of smell, and it can be permanent in some people. So please don't use intranasal zinc for that reason. And also recommend to use a humidifier. Keep the humidity in your house between 40 to 60%. So that when the air is humid, there's less chance of viruses sticking around and infecting you, making you sick. And part of the reason for that is you have cilia, which are little hairs in your nasal passages and also in your lungs. And when they're moistened, they can do their job better to sweep those germs away more, just doing a better job overall. So people think, you know, you get sick because because the air is cold, because you get cold, but that's not the case at all. It's actually because of viruses, in some cases, bacteria. And plus people during the winter months are all congregated together. They're not spending as much time outside. You know, keep your air moist, use your saline nasal spray. If you don't have a humidifier access to that, wash your hands, gargle with water 3 times a day, which is such an easy and quick thing that you can do. Get your vaccines, stay home if you're sick. And just be mindful of that, and just know that, you know, you wouldn't want somebody to get you sick if they could prevent it. So just be mindful, and it's just part of being a compassionate person. So, but sometimes despite everything, you know, you're gonna have upper respiratory infections. For most people, they can drink fluids and take over-the-counter medication to help. But, you know, if symptoms are severe, lasting more than 7 days, you definitely need to see your doctor.
Exactly like you. And that you are a board certified?
Yeah, family physician. Yes.
Family physician. Okay. So she is talking from experience, everybody. So I like that about the zinc, that it's good for to prevent the colds. In a study, they found that that was true.
There's some conflicting evidence with zinc. The big thing is don't use intranasal zinc. It might be helpful for most people. It's safe. You know, if you take too much, you can have toxicity. It can actually block the absorption of copper. So please don't take too much. Just, you know, take it as per on the back of the bottle, and always, you know, reach out to your doctor with any concerns.
Exactly. Always be sure of what you're doing and do some research for sure. So we are going to be healthier mentally, physically, and of course, physically, we're not going to go out and drink and drive physically. We're going to prevent from getting flus this time of year by getting vaccinations. And Deborah says, stay happy, do some simple things, and don't overstress. So any last words, Deborah?
Well, for me? Oh, well, yeah. Well, that was the King James Version of the Bible, the old language, in case it sounded a little bit strange. That's the oldest version around. But, yeah, the idea of that, I think what I can't emphasize enough about keeping positive and uplifting thoughts like that. And, of course, the idea that nothing is impossible if you feel it is. So that's my parting thought, I think, today, is that not to give up and don't get depressed if you are. And seek professional help, too. There are Christian lay counselors out there, too, from your church. And also you can find them possibly through your doctor. So, again, that's what I would emphasize in my point of view is today about that. And just have a wonderful, safe, and happy new year, everyone. And God bless you.
Absolutely. Make sure everybody has a safe and happy new year. Don't over party. I used to stay home with mom and dad and my brother and sister, and we'd have a party, you know, at the end of the New Year's Eve. And I would feel safe. We'd stay home and we'd celebrate, watch TV and all that, and all the celebrations and, you know, on TV. And that's how we celebrate it. Maybe once in a while we go out and in my, you know, well, I don't know. I can't remember when I went out. Back in the 90s sometime, I decided to go and celebrate, and there was some really drunk driver for sure. And it's just better to stay home. But some people like to celebrate, stay at the hotel, don't. You know, stay with the friends, have a designated driver, and be very, very careful this time of year. So any last thoughts, James?
Just we talked about a lot of kind of unpleasant things, mental health issues, sicknesses, dangers. Don't focus on that stuff too much, though. New Year's coming. Be excited about it. Look forward to what's coming in your future. Just, you know, be thinking the best things and looking forward to them can help more than any of this other stuff a lot of times.
Fine. Now we have another song, and it's by Nathan Hutchins. He's known on stage as NJ. He's from the UK, and he records in the Abbey Studios where the Beatles used to record. So he's really good at what he does, a musician, composer. And his song is Butterflies Inside. So when you're ready, Ed, to play the song. Okay. God bless everybody.
Thank you.
You were made beautiful. love, I'd swim across the sea. You came from above to show me I'd love. Flying away, I lose touch with the dove. The way you look at me, I'm too. My heartbeat rise. I gently grab your hair, girl, this love is rare. You are a gem I'd steal with only seconds to spare. The way you look at me, I'm too mad.
Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City.